You're listening to Sideshow Network.
Welcome to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. Today, I talk with my dad in my mom's backyard. We talk a lot of shit. We talk about Miley Cyrus, about Vietnam, 9/11, Gene Wilder, and farts. As always, farts. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Don't forget to rate and review. Tell your friends. Spark a J. Let's get this puppy rolling. Hootie hoo. Here we go. You're going to talk into the microphone?
I'm talking to the microphone.
we've got stomach problems in this family?
Yes.
I know. How many times a day do you poop?
Hereditary.
How many times a day do you poop?
Does fart a lot. You know that? Your sister, wipe out Syracuse. When she blows a ton of them bad ones. You think I'm kidding? That's why I'm laughing.
Her farts.
She's got the worst farts in the world.
They're rotten. Her farts. Do you remember that one from Thanksgiving at Aunt Carmela's?
Yes, I remember that one. Emptied the car out and threw away.
You were gagging. You almost crashed a car.
I didn't crash the car, but I had to pull over.
You rolled down the window. We were gagging. It was the middle of winter. We had to roll down the windows.
I know. It was that's terrible, that kid.
The freezing cold was better than her asshole. How many times a day do you poop?
Me?
Yeah.
Once.
That's it?
Always once. All my life.
Just once?
Just one big one.
The kahuna?
A kahuna.
Remember last time you were on the phone while you shit?
This going on a podcast?
Yeah.
Jeez. You got an R-rated audience.
You did do that, though, Dad. Last time you crapped on the phone with me.
I didn't make it to the toilet.
No, you didn't make it. And you you put the phone down and you screamed from across the bathroom.
It was awful.
That was your one big one?
Oh, no. That was just a...
Put the microphone up to your face.
I just had to get to the bathroom and I didn't make it. What are you going to do?
Does your butthole change as you get older?
Yeah, well, my stomach doesn't hurt or anything. It doesn't bother me, but... I get constipated all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't eat well, though.
No, I don't have a lot of food. I eat a little breakfast and a little supper.
You eat like a bird.
My weight stays even.
Because you like your thin model-esque frame?
No, I don't have that kind of an appetite anymore. Get older, you just don't have an appetite. I mean, you have an appetite, but it's not like it was when you were younger. You could eat the... asshole out of a bull.
Dad! We should go to Vegas again. I was thinking about that.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to go to Vegas again.
We saw the Shintas up at A-Bay.
Yeah, I think you told me.
Emily and I went to go see the Shintas. The Shintas, if you don't know, if you're listening and you don't know, is a band that my dad used to take me to go see when my parents were still together. You guys were still together?
Yeah.
I was about seven?
Seven or eight, we brought you to the show.
And they're from Buffalo. And they performed all over the tri-state area for years.
Yeah.
Then they went to Vegas.
They got their own room.
Got their own room in many casinos. Not just one.
It was $85 to see them.
We saw them when they were $5 a ticket. And then in Vegas, they went up to $85 a ticket. And they sold out all the time.
I know that. Well, they were there for a long time. But
16 years.
I guess they wanted to make a move. So they left.
Well, they're still there, but they've been touring.
Well, probably to make more money.
Yeah, because that's the thing people don't realize. You have to be on the road to make the money. But I used to go see them when I was like 6 or 7 years old, and they're a musical comedy group, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they do impressions.
Frankie does a lot of impressions. Joey does...
He did Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger.
God. His Neil Diamond... impression?
I don't know if I've ever
heard of it. You know the Neil, when he comes out and he just looks and he says it's the lead singer look. When he just looks off into the distance.
It's Joe.
So funny. So we've been going to see them for years. Do you remember when I fell asleep at the show?
Yeah.
On your arms.
People were looking at us like we were
child abusers.
We were child abusers.
They announced my name at the show.
They did?
Yeah, they made me stand up.
Well, they give you a plug for the comedy?
Yeah.
What did they say?
They were like, we have one of our friends here who's been seeing us since she was 7 years old. And Emily goes, oh, God. And they were like, she's a national touring comedian. And where is she? And I stood up and I said hello to the room. It was weird because that was a room where I went to see them when I was seven.
I know it.
They're probably they definitely are one of the reasons I perform. Because that was the first live performance I ever saw.
No, they're so talented.
They're so damn talented.
Joey does
amazing impressions.
He does Sinatra. He does a whole bunch of.
And Frankie plays like 19
Frankie
instruments.
He does Mick Jagger.
Joe does Mick Jagger.
I mean Joe.
Yeah.
Joe does Mick Jagger. That's funny.
He was talking about how all the legends are dying, like all the musical legends.
Yeah.
And he says, you guys have Miley syphilis. And then Peter goes, Cyrus. And he goes, virus. Miley virus. He called her Miley virus.
Who does, Joe?
Frankie.
Frankie calls her Miley virus?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
she is a jerk.
Well, she's young and she's talented, though.
She doesn't sing bad, but Jesus, she flaunts herself like she's
a tart.
She's the hottest thing in Hollywood, but she's not. You know?
Whoa, Dad throwing shade at Miley Cyrus. Who's the hottest thing in Hollywood?
She's kind of a. How can I describe her? I think she's actually in love with herself. She's very narcissistic. Narcissistic. It's really narcissistic.
Oh, Mom's calling. Let's see. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Do you want me to come get you?
Yes, please.
Okay.
In case you drop me off.
I'll come grab you in a little bit, okay? This feels very reversed because you used to have to pick me up from everywhere.
I know. So can you leave right now or is it going to be a few minutes?
Just a couple minutes, I'll leave.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll be expecting you to be there about 3:15.
Oh, now you're expecting shit. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
She's a monster. How did you do it for that long? Pick up the microphone.
Where is she?
She's up at the hospital. Bob's in the hospital.
I'm at what hospital?
St. Joseph's.
Oh, is that St. Joseph's?
Yeah. I got to go pick her up. Are you going to stay here with the dogs?
I'll stick around for a little while. I might be gone before you get back.
Come on. Hang out. Keep the dogs company. Hang out in the yard. I'm going to come right back. Please.
I want to go up the pace for a little while.
I'll go with you after if you wait.
You don't have to come with me.
Okay, then you should wait because I'm your daughter.
I will wait.
I'm your favorite daughter.
I'll wait. Don't worry about it.
Promise?
Promise.
You're promising on the podcast.
Promise on the podcast, yes.
Okay. Glossier is a New York City-based beauty brand that's getting tons of attention for their unique skin-first, makeup-second approach to beauty. They make easy-to-use skincare products that give you dewy, glowy skin, plus everyday makeup to enhance what you've already got, girl. Case in point, we're all obsessed with their eyebrow product. It's called Boy Brow, and it's a brow pomade. Some say it's a game changer, and it's the best eyebrow product they've ever tried. And here is why. I don't need to be a professional brow stylist. Boy Brow makes it super easy. I just brush my damn brows into shape using the tiny mascara-like brush. I love those little tiny brushes. And that's it. That's easy for great-looking brows. That's it. That's all you have to do to get the perfect brows, y'all. No more complicated eyebrow kits or four-step brow routines. This is the only product you'll ever need for thicker, fuller, more naturally groomed-looking brows. Unlike eyebrow gels or mascaras, Boy Brow's creamy wax formula gives you a soft, flexible hold that isn't crunchy or stiff. It's a quick and easy way to frame my face and look more polished when I don't feel like wearing anything else. You know, I will say that. Like, before I leave the house, I always put on some eyebrows. Some days I don't even have a bra, but I've got eyebrows. Boy Brow comes in three subtle shades that work on everyone: blonde, brown, and black. And it's only $16, y'all. Get 20% off your first purchase. Visit www.glossier.com and use promo code SHARP to upgrade your beauty routine. That's GLOSSIER.com, promo code SHARP. Okay, I'm back.
We're back.
I had to pick up Mom from the hospital because Bob is there in pain. He's in pain because he wrestled bears in the 60s. Did you ever see that video of Bob? Remember we saw the video of Bob wrestling a bear?
Yeah.
Mom's boyfriend?
Yeah.
Did you go to the state fair at all, Dad? The New York State Fair?
80 and 90 every day with over 100,000 people. They drew over a million people this year.
Is that a record?
Yeah. 1,100,000 people.
Jesus.
12 days.
Remember I used to make you take me like every day? damn day.
They broke record for 4 days. 4 different days they broke the record. It went over 100,000 on those four.
Oh, what, how many people
are jam-packed in there? I mean, it's just, you got to walk around. It's like
sweating your balls off.
I wouldn't go.
Looking at the butter sculpture? What was the butter sculpture this year?
It melted. It was too hot for the butter sculpture.
They should make a big butter penis.
Oh, guess what they did to the sand sculpture?
What?
They had all the famous people that this guy made. He sculpted the people just very, very well. Like
out of sand?
The celebrities. You had Justin Bieber. Yeah. Bieber, is it?
Bieber. Bieber's fine.
No, Bieber.
Bieber.
And somebody smashed it all. They smashed the whole part. Where he was. They didn't touch anybody else except where he was.
Just Justin Bieber?
Yeah, somebody didn't like him, I guess.
Do you like the Bieber? Do you know any of his music?
No. Never listened to
it. Let's play you a song by Justin Bieber and see if you like it. Maybe you'll like it, Dan. If you can't say you don't like it if you haven't tried it. Let's try a Justin Bieber song, okay?
Yeah.
You want to hear one?
Certainly.
Okay, this one is called... Now, this one has 876 million views.
Come on.
You know, that's like almost a billion views.
Are you serious?
On YouTube. So if you and I don't like the song, then we're just missing something. Ready? There's an ad.
What's the name of it?
It's called Love Yourself.
Love. Of course he does. He loves himself.
It's called Love Yourself. There's a commercial. I love hot dogs. They cause cancer, but I'm a big hot dog fan.
Meat, buy the ones that are all meat. Don't buy one of those junky ones.
Oh, here he goes. Talking about love.
Do this for me, and I'm going to do this for you. That's not what love is. Love is just, I'm going to do this for you because I want to do this for you.
For all the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you're getting using my name.
You think I can sing better than him, but I'm broke.
You think I'm crying on my own?
You go crying on my own this way. Come on, this is the talent.
You don't like it? Oh, wait for the chorus. Maybe it'll pick up.
Yeah, maybe it'll pick up. Oh my God.
He's popular, Dad.
My mama don't like you, and she likes everyone.
He says his mama doesn't like you.
And I never like to admit that I was wrong.
It's pretty bad, huh?
So caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on.
Now let's do a Miley Cyrus song.
How can anybody get sound bad with the equipment they got today?
I know. See, that's the truth. Like, you can't, if you sound bad, you just have a bad...
You're just a bad singer.
Okay, now here's Miley Cyrus. This is one of my favorite Miley Cyrus songs. 852 million views, Dad.
You sure it's millions?
It's millions. Do you know this song? You see her face? She's pretty.
Yeah.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain.
Who is this?
Miley Cyrus.
Never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love.
How's he doing?
Oh, it stopped. Dad, do you like Miley Cyrus?
Sounds pretty good.
Dad hates Justin Bieber, Mom. My mom's here, but no one can hear her. My mom doesn't like Justin Bieber either. Do you even listen to music anymore, Dad?
Frank Sinatra.
He's been dead for 30,000 years.
Yes. Yeah, I listen to music on the radio,
talking
radio
to
stations
that.
I listen to.
Yeah?
Yeah. The current stuff, some of it's pretty good, some of it's lousy.
I remember in high school you used to pick me up when you had to take me to places, and you'd be blasting like Donna Summer.
Yeah.
I Will Survive was blasting from your car for like 4 years.
I used to love her.
Disco was your era?
Disco was my era. I used to have my leisure suit with my patent leather shoes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What color was it?
Yellow. I had a yellow patent leather suit. Green one, too.
Green? In maroon?
Eisenhower jackets.
What's an Eisenhower
jacket?
A short jacket.
Well, if you knew history, General Eisenhower used to wear the short jacket.
Okay, like a military style?
Yeah, he didn't wear the long ones. He wore the short ones.
Okay.
It's called an Eisenhower jacket. It became very popular with disco crowd.
And would you sweat in that polyester suit?
It's fun going to watch white people dance. I mean,
looks like people are having heart attacks and strokes. You dance like you got hit by a train and you're rolling down a hill. You gyrate like there's an ant in your asshole. Like you got fire ants in your your pee hole. Don't you miss dancing? You like to dance.
Oh, I used to like to dance.
Did you do drugs in the 60s?
No.
Come on.
Once in a while, a little pot, but not on a regular basis.
You didn't try anything else?
No. I got some stupid stuff mixed with grass that made me paranoid as hell. I thought somebody put something in with it.
What? Do you remember what happened?
No, but I was standing in the corner.
Where were you?
I was in a bar.
You smoked weed outside?
Yeah, we went outside. It was just, this stuff was nasty.
What did you experience that made you paranoid?
It just made me paranoid. That's how I felt from the marijuana.
But I feel like you're paranoid in life in general.
Well, marijuana, I used to get silly. I used to laugh.
Yeah.
Joe and I go, we smoke a little pipe before we went in the restaurant, and we both get the giggles.
The restaurant.
We were at the... It's kind of a fancy place. It was the one downtown. What was that restaurant downtown that closed a little while ago?
Joey's?
No. Well,
Italian?
Yeah, it was. I'll think of it. But we went in there and they had a band. The band was the worst band I ever heard in my life.
Where was it?
How long ago?
Where was it?
Oh, years ago. Talking 20, 20, 25.
25 years ago, you can't remember the place?
Oh, jeez. They're still around. They moved out of this place. They went to outside the city, I think.
Pascal's. Wow, Nancy with the corner call. Pascal's.
Pascal. We're in Pascal's. No, it's pretty crowded. This band is playing. And this guy was singing. He was horrible. He was singing off note, off key. The drummer couldn't drum. And Joe and I were laughing like two idiots. I mean, we were hysterical. Everybody's looking at us. These guys must be on some kind of drug.
Did everyone think the band was good?
Oh, no, they suck.
What, you remember their name?
No.
Hopefully they're not together. The what?
The Aristocrats.
Do you remember that
joke? Old joke.
Do you remember the Aristocrats joke?
Yeah, that was who did it? The guy with the funny voice. The guy that did the Affleck duck.
Oh, Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah.
But a bunch of people did it.
Was it on a TV?
It was a movie or like a video or something. The Aristocrats, like every comedian gave their version of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Bob Saget. Gilbert Gottfried.
It was filthy.
There's a bunch of them that did it.
Filthy. I mean, rotten filthy. And then he's talking about
the family.
Banging the dog.
Yeah, and the daughter gets gangbanged by a bunch of dogs. And then the dogs.
And then he says he did the dog from behind.
The dogs take a shit in the mom's mouth. The mom spits the shit out into the son's face. The father then wipes the son's face with the labia of a walrus. What's the act called?
The Aristocrats. that was the punchline. What's the name of your act?
But one of the comedians on there flubbed the Aristocrats. They didn't say the name properly, so they totally like fucked up the joke.
Did they?
Yeah, they said something else. I think they said like the Articrats or something.
Yeah,
it might have been Gilbert Gottfried who did that. Yeah.
They fired him, you know.
From jokes.
For a joke.
It's so bad.
He made a few jokes, off-color jokes.
It was September 11th. It was at a roast.
What did he say? Something about black people? What did he do?
No, this was years ago. He did this years ago. He did one of the roasts. I forget who was being roasted, but he made a September 11th joke where I think he said somebody bombed worse in September. I don't know what it was, but it was like days after. I mean, okay, days after, weeks after. I guess you need some time.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't think you need a century. My mom says you need a century. You don't need a century. I mean, I think you could, within the years, okay.
No.
Nancy says no.
It was amazing about 9/11 when those two buildings, when they fell down, they couldn't find it. All they found was body parts. They were just crushed to smithereens.
It was terrible, but it went down like a demolition, like a Vegas demolition.
They tried to find the firemen that died in it. They lost 350 some odd firemen.
Oh.
And they couldn't find any bodies.
Yeah.
Because it just crushed everything. It came down from the top to the bottom.
But that's not, I still think it's not, that seems impossible to me.
I know, and it seemed to fascinate everybody in New York and everybody in this country, too, and it was on television, besides.
I don't think, how can a building melt and fall down?
It was because it was gasoline fuel.
My mom says because it was jet fuel that burned the steel.
It melted the steel.
I still think.
And that you lost all the support of the whole place.
Yeah, but the problem is when you realize details about, you know, so the guy who built the place, I read this, the architect or whoever, he took out an insurance policy on the Twin Towers 4 days before this happened.
Really?
He got paid out $5.5 million because of the...
$5.5 million
because of the...
Not $5.5 million. That'd be...
Or $2.5 million, something like that. It was... He got paid...
It'd be in the billions.
You think it would be in the billions?
$2.5 million for two buildings like that?
Let's see. He got paid. He took an insurance policy out days before September 11th. You don't think that's shady?
No.
Why isn't that shady?
Well, everybody makes conspiracy theories of everything. You know, you could turn everything around and make the, what I would call it, the spin, or whatever they call it. And you know, it's just.
They get fueled by.
No, that was. They were lucky. They got most of the people out. That was a miracle. They got like 3,000 people out of that building. Two buildings, and they lost about 1,400, but they got most of the people out.
Yeah, they got most of the people out.
The upper floors never got out.
But what about the people at a jump?
Oh, geez, they showed them. Oh, my God.
The photo, the people jumping, that's terrible.
Oh, Jesus.
Worse than that.
Terrible. My mom's talking, but we can't hear her.
Got a video of it.
The what?
A video of 9/11.
The video of 9/11?
And you can hear...
Oh God!
When they hit the back.
But can you imagine that being your alternative, jumping?
Better than nothing. There's nothing worse than burning to death. People will jump out windows.
You probably die before you hit the ground.
Why would you want? Would you? You know how much pain you would get in if you died burning to death?
Yeah, that's terrible.
They just went out the window.
But you know what I learned? Because I was in Comics, Mohegan Sun, just recently doing shows.
Yeah.
That the pilots, the guys who took over the planes, who actually committed the crime of 9/11. Right. We're partying at this casino that I played at days before they went and did that. That was a casino they were drinking and partying at. It was either Comics or Foxwoods. I can't remember. It was one of those casinos. They were partying and drinking there.
How do they know for sure?
They saw them on security cameras after.
They did?
Mm-hmm. Just living it up, looking at everybody like these people have no idea what's going to happen to them.
Yeah, I think the fourth plane was for the White House. I never got there.
Is it that the one that went down in that field?
It went... Pennsylvania. The one that went to the Pentagon crashed into the Pentagon. There was one more plane that crashed in Pennsylvania. They rushed the cockpit. They got together.
That's right.
And rushed the cockpit.
Yeah.
And then he must have. He just dove the plane straight down into the.
Go.
Yeah, let's go. Let's roll. He said.
Let's roll.
But they couldn't do anything because he put the plane in the dive and they didn't know how to fly and they just went straight into the ground. There was nothing left. Everything was gone. It was like the plane wasn't even there.
But they didn't find parts.
They didn't find anything.
So then you don't think that's weird?
Parts. The
parts of the plane there.
Well, they had a few minor parts, but a few bodies, but it was like a lot of the stuff just, you know, almost disappeared because they hit so hard.
Jeez.
Just, it was, that plane was for the White House.
Can you imagine?
That was for the White House. I mean, it was for the White House.
That would, it was bad enough what happened, but if that plane had hit the White House, I feel like that would have been just 10 times worse. I don't know why.
They probably notified, I think they notified the congressmen and the senators and him to go underneath.
In that bunker.
They go into a bunker. That's before it would have hit him. It would have never got to him because they would have been down, been protected. But these guys rushed the pilots, the cockpit.
That's ballsy.
The door down, and the pilot just nosed it in.
He was going to die either way.
Yeah, they were going to die.
They were going to die either way.
So they figured them breaking into the, they wouldn't be able to get to their objective, so they just figured they'd kill everybody on a plane. Can you imagine being on a plane like that? Not knowing for 100%, and then all of a sudden you plow into a building.
Jesus.
And it just blows up with all the gas. They took those planes, especially, that were leaving from Boston because they were loaded with gas.
They were full.
They were full of gas, and that's the ones they wanted to blow up, and they took them. That's how they blew up the building. Did you see the explosion when they showed it?
It was huge.
It was all flame, and they took, they had this plan down to a,
They it was like the best executed plan in history.
I don't know.
Too bad these guys didn't, you know, plan better things like weddings. They should have been wedding planners. Can you imagine how good those weddings would have been?
What if Trump gets elected and he gets on a plane and he sees about half the plane's full of Arab people?
Can you imagine?
He'll shit his pants.
He might be president.
Oh. They got polls now showing him ahead, and they got polls showing her ahead. It's just,
I think it's
a circus, though. But what they've had to resort to is attacking each other instead of talking about their policies. Hillary's attacking him. He's attacking her.
It comes down to that dirty old bullshit. The dirty campaign. They start talking or telling.
They talk shit.
And make names. Call these other names and makes fun of. Make the other guy. We don't want to have a button on the red button so he'll blow up the world. Cause
that's not even a thing, though. Is there a red button?
He scares a lot of people, you know.
Trump?
Sure he does.
You seen his hair?
His hair.
He scares people because he doesn't give a fuck. He'll say whatever's on his mind.
Putnam runs into the other room. He can't stand looking at him. What's under their hair?
Can you imagine being... I can't imagine being his wife.
David Letterman... Was it David Letterman or Jay Leno? I can't remember. One of them said, "Can I find out what's under your hair?"
He did?
He says, "I think there's an animal."
Donald Trump talks about
this
Hillary.
This is before he decided to run for president. He just came in as a guest.
He could.
He said, "What's under that hair?"
He could be president. My favorite thing, I look at his Twitter. He's on Twitter. You know what Twitter is, Dad?
Yes, I know what Twitter is.
And he calls Hillary Crooked Hillary and Lying Hillary.
Yeah, he's called her names.
He says, Lying Hillary told the FBI that she did not know the C markings on documents stood for classified. How could this be happening?
Who knows if that's true or not? Who knows if that's true or not?
The polls are so crooked.
The media distorts so much stuff.
They do.
You know, they say something, they blow it up, you know, out of proportion.
Because they're getting ratings.
And they want the ratings. Sure they do.
And, you know, Trump did this without any, he did it all himself because he didn't need it.
He didn't even spend any money. He didn't spend any money. He only spent a few million dollars so far.
And Hillary, I mean...
And he's getting all the publicity because he's on television all the time.
Well,
because
he says the shit that he says.
Yeah.
His campaign approach is the best approach any president has ever taken. It's the craziest, wildest, most racist approach, but he's getting the numbers. He's not even a politician.
I know it.
But aren't you concerned about Hillary having all this funded money in her pocket? She's got to pay favors back. She's got all her whole campaign is funded by people who are making like millions of dollars of contributions. That to me that provides a little bit of a issue. Because then she's got it, you know, she's got all these people that she has to pay favors back to. She's everyone's hands are in her pocket. That's shady.
Yeah, they think that she has some special interest. She probably does.
Of course she does.
She's not going to say it. She's not going to tell anybody. She's going to tell them she's going to go after the banks. She's going to do this. She's going to do that. They'll come and they'll give her $10 million, $20 million campaign. I mean, come on. They're not going to take the money. Of course she's going to take the money.
And it's not to say that whatever favor
mom's talking.
That she would grant, it's not to say that person isn't capable of doing that job. You talk about ambassadors.
But when you have your money where you...
That they want those jobs.
Yeah, but when you have
prestige.
People who are donating millions of dollars, she's indebted to them. And when she has to be indebted to them, that I think that provides an issue and it's like a conflict of interest because now she has to be indebted to them because they funded her. I don't think Trump is any better, but I'm saying they're both terrible in different ways.
He won't release his tax returns.
He won't?
No. He says until the audit's done, they're auditing his tax returns. I'm saying, how long does it take to audit a tax return?
Well, all the businesses he has.
I mean, it doesn't take that long. They got all the papers. They got all the stuff they need.
Yeah, ask my CPA.
He says, I'll let people see it after the audit's done. His audit on his taxes. He's having it audited, he says. They're going through all his taxes and make sure everything's correct and he pays this.
I can't imagine that he's going to fuck up his taxes.
He's got to be paying... hundreds of millions.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Or maybe he isn't. Maybe he's broken than people think.
He could be. Yeah. I mean, maybe he is.
And maybe that's why I won't let him out.
I think either way, whoever gets in office, we're fucked. I don't think Hillary's great. I don't think Trump is qualified. I think Hillary's qualified, but she definitely has some shady past. You know.
Well, her husband had a shady past too. He got reelected.
Yeah, he
tried to impeach him. He still got reelected.
From the Monica Lewinsky thing?
Yeah.
That is, to me, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. He was a good president.
He was a very good
president. Just because he got his rocks off a little bit?
He was a rogue scholar. He was super
Smart.
Super
great
smart.
Speaker.
And you had Bush. He had that fucking deadpan stare. He didn't know what the hell was going on when they came into the office when he was...
Bush always looked like he had a fart.
He was at a kindergarten.
He was reading
class,
at a kindergarten.
He was talking to the kids, and they came in and told him about the crashes into the towers.
And he just sat there and finished the book.
He just stood there with a blank stare. He didn't do anything.
He was probably farting. He always looked like he had a fart. His face.
But he just sat there like, you just got two buildings in New York City or got. Are going down, and what are you standing there? You're sitting there with a dumb look on your face.
He's like, "Well, I gotta finish this book." He's like,
"You know, you would get up and you would say, I have to leave, children, and go out and take care of business."
No, he finished Everyone Poops.
He's sitting there like this, and you can tell he doesn't know what the hell to do.
Trump would have gotten up and
he would have pushed the red button. Who is it? China? Yeah, we'll get them.
I love China. China's great. I do a lot of business in China. China's great. China's got the greatest stuff. I do business. I do the best business.
Everything's the best. Huh? There's some sound bites of him that are so funny. He goes, you know what's great about me? I'm rich.
He's like, I've got people. I've got the best people working for me. They're Mexicans. They're hardworking. They're little people. They don't cost a lot of money to feed.
Oh, they don't cost a lot of money.
They eat little meals because they're little people.
He's the most racist person ever. And the people who support him are crazy. Not all of them, but a lot of them.
He told the president of Mexico that he had to pay for the wall. The president of Mexico... He probably wanted to say this, but he couldn't because if we're on the radio, he says, fuck you, you idiot. I'm going to pay for the wall.
He said you have to pay for the wall?
He says, we're not.
The previous president of Mexico.
The previous president of Mexico.
He wasn't going to pay for the fucking wall.
They bleeped it out.
But, I mean, someone's got to pay for the wall.
They're not going to pay for it. This guy,
I think Trump is hilarious. He's so asinine.
They come over that wall like nothing. They bring ladders. They do. I mean, come on.
They would catapult over the wall.
You cannot stop them.
You can't pull people back from a wall.
You can't.
Mom, now we're getting racist in the backyard here.
That's what
Nancy said something so racist.
Trump said this. They slide right over. They get over easy. They slide over the top and they slide on.
Oh, Jesus.
No, he didn't say that.
That's funny.
But all the Muslims, everybody's out. I said, why don't you just deport every goddamn foreigner in this country, send them back to the other countries, whatever they came from, and we won't let nobody in.
Yeah, that's what you want? People who aren't citizens.
They did that during the Second World War. They took all the Japanese, American-born Japanese people.
American-born?
American-born.
Wow.
In California, plus their parents who were probably born in Japan, they put them in internment camps. Every Japanese person in the whole goddamn country.
What year was this?
In the 1940s, when the World War II started.
Jesus.
They told them because they could slip in spies, they were worried about bringing in Japanese spies.
Right.
So they said, well, we should put them all in internment camps. And they did. No, They weren't tortured. They lived. They took care of them. They fed them. You know, it wasn't really good living, but, you know, they took care of them. But they had.
But that's
to wait.
Still pretty. That's...
They had to wait years to go back to their homes, and a lot of them lost their businesses.
That's terrible.
Everything, but.
But they were citizens.
Well, they just were worried about espionage and all that shit because, you know, they're from Japan. Is not that far from the West Coast.
Well, yeah, it's right. It's closer to California, you know, than any place.
So, they were worried about espionage, blowing up stuff, blowing up some of the, you know, the factories and shit. So they had to put them in internment camps. And they never paid them a dime. Never
That's
paid them
terrible.
One dime. They never got their businesses back. It was a fiasco.
That was in California?
Well, most of them lived in California, yeah.
Because they came over from
they
Japan.
They came over. They all settled there.
Yeah.
But they didn't give them a dime. Not a dime.
What do you think we should do now?
No, they're not going to do anything.
No, but what do you think we should do now with our foreign policy and everything that's happening and our immigration laws?
I would be a little bit tougher about letting people in, for sure.
There has to be some sort of screening process.
Try to screen for, crimes or just whatever.
Yeah, because you wouldn't just let somebody in your house like that.
No, but I'm just saying how...
They should have to become citizens. Nancy says they should become citizens.
11 million immigrants and illegal immigrants.
11 million illegal?
And they've been here a lot of them have been here for years.
There's a lot of issues there.
Their kids were born here. They're American citizens. They can't deport them. They can't deport those kids.
So we just got to update our stuff a little bit. I mean, I do think we should be helping other countries and we shouldn't reserve our resources for ourselves.
You think they should let Muslims in this country?
Muslims aren't the issue.
No, but...
Radical.
Radical Muslims.
Radical. We've got our own terrorists in here. And we've got the KKK. That's terrorists. You think they're not?
Look what they've done to... Boy.
Look what they've done to black people for years. We have our own homegrown terrorists. Don't get that twisted. Muslims are not the problem. It's people who radicalize the religion.
You tell the people that it's going to cause us grief from coming from another country that we're going to send all our black people over to your country.
Jesus.
And then you're going to be, find out some bad shit, brother. You'll be broke. You won't have any money to give anybody because they'll suck you dry.
Jeez. I know, you're joking.
Just being a racist.
I'm just...
No. I watched the program. Oh, my God. They did that whole thing about the race shit with the black people.
What program about the race shit? Well, recently?
They just talked about what the black people have been going through in this country, which is, was true. Way back when the Southern people...
With slavery.
They couldn't go into a bar. They couldn't go into a restaurant. They couldn't go anywhere.
They were treated like animals.
They were treated like slaves.
Yeah.
That's what they were talking about. One guy said, we just felt like we're still slaves. And finally it's loosened up a lot. It's pretty calmed down there. I mean, there's still
issues.
They still have a lot of racists.
Yeah.
You probably got these guys that got their goddamn, their white robes and their hoods.
Oh, you do.
They got them packed them in the trunk so when they get ready to come out again.
They're terrible. But they're racist, but they're terrorists because of what they do to people.
Oh.
But, you know, there's also this new thing happening, I feel, with, like, the divide. Like, with the Black Lives Matter movement, we're dividing people more. I think when you say Black Lives Matter, I agree that there needs to be awareness of what's going on. But there is also black-on-black crime. A lot of black-on-black crime in this country.
I know, they know that.
A ton of black-on-black crime. And the same thing that happens, the dogs are all laid around the chair. Be careful, don't kill them. The same thing that happens when you... when you say, like,
it's Bunny Buns.
Where's Bunny?
It's Bunny
Buns. Oh, we're surrounded by dogs.
What?
I just think that when you say Black Lives Matter, yeah, I agree, but all lives matter.
That's my point.
All lives matter.
Just making black, white, pink, red.
No, but
purple.
when you segregate
everybody
it.
Everybody matters.
Everyone matters. And we need to do things that we can do to help everybody.
Just picking on you because you're black.
I mean, some people do that.
People hate the Asian people.
But
they hate the Hispanic people.
But you don't see that on the news. It's the same thing. Like,
I mean, they have just as much prejudice against them as the black people do.
Right. And black people are prejudiced against black people. But that's not a story. I think the news, like you said before, the news takes its stuff with Donald Trump and they go with it. The media totally throws everything out of proportion.
Yeah, they do.
And I feel like we're going back towards the 50s.
I mean, these two are running for president now. You think they would sit down, not against each other, but just would sit down and tell the American public, this is what I'm going to do.
Right. What are you going to do?
In detail.
Right.
What they're going to do. And say, this is what I want to do about, you know, welfare, whatever. Whatever they want to talk about. Whatever they have to do to take care of the country. Middle class has been getting screwed for years because they're not getting raises.
They're not getting anything.
They're not getting the raises. Aren't even keeping
and they're still
up
getting
with,
taxed up the
and
ass.
The inflation is very low, but the raises don't even keep up with inflation.
No, they don't. The raises by the time you have a raise, inflation has occurred to where you're breaking even.
Yeah,
you have incomes that are so suppressed.
Mom says there's incomes that are suppressed.
No.
Yeah, your incomes are so low. The raise doesn't mean shit.
Yeah.
We're meant to the government wants us dumb, broke, and desperate because then they can control us. That's what they want. They want the Black Lives Matter because that segregates people. When you separate people, they're easier to manipulate and they're easier to control because they're ununified. And people are so dumb that they don't realize that, black people included. Don't segregate yourself from white people. Don't segregate yourself from anybody. We need to come together, make decisions to help everybody else because the government is ruled by us, but we're too dumb to make movements to make that an active thing that we can control.
Yeah. It's very complex.
Yeah, we need to limit the seats because you have them for life. Senate for life.
No, I'm talking.
Yeah, but you have to run, but you hold the seat for life in Senate.
You can run as many times as you want.
Yeah, but you got 90-year-old white dudes.
House too, right? You can run as many times as you want in the house too.
You got to limit it. You got to rotate it. You got to rotate it out.
Who's the newscaster way back when was the real
Walter Cronkite?
Walker Cronkite.
Yeah.
Said
Walker Cronkite. Walker Cronkite.
Cronkite.
Cronkite. Cronkite.
He said
Walter Concrete.
And I quote. What did he say?
What did he say?
I'm trying to remember what he said. He said, the government, you know, is having a lot of problems getting things done in this country. He says, I would like to see the government run by it like they run a business with a corporation. You have a CEO and you have...
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You have the people that work under you.
Yep.
He says, you run it like a business.
Yeah. It should be run like a business.
What would be wrong with that? Think about it.
Nothing would be wrong with that.
They can handle the money. They could try to... balance the budget because they wouldn't have anybody filling their pockets with cash.
But the problem would be that the power would be distributed a little bit more evenly so that the core power would disappear. That's why that wouldn't work because it's all about power. It's all about power and money. And they would still have it's not about ruling people. So...
Yeah, it's hard, but it was just an idea. Yeah, that it would be better for the country.
I think that's a great idea, but it'll never work.
A businessman, I mean, if you had a real good blind like Donald Trump, I don't want him. Let's get China. Yeah.
But the nukes Vietnam, are going to go flying.
We don't like Vietnam anyway. They're bastards. We lost so many men in that country. Oh, that was a fiasco of the century.
Vietnam?
Oh, are you serious? 43,000 American soldiers died in it for nothing.
What was the orange thing?
Agent Orange.
Agent Orange.
Yeah,
what is that?
They got all that. It's a chemical that screwed up.
But they, yeah, because the people who died from Agent Orange.
From Agent Orange.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
Mom's boyfriend Bob was talking about how a lot of men died after the war because of the lingering effects from Agent Orange.
Yeah, and they were, the war was not a drawing the line, and you have the Americans over here in Vietnam on the other side, and you fight each other like they did in the Second World War.
Yeah.
That's how they fought, like, they fought each other in, like, not trenches, but against each other.
And you said they had tunnels.
But
the Vietnamese were too...
They were too wily for them. They couldn't pin them down. They'd go under tunnels, and they couldn't find them.
So they were just... The Vietnamese didn't really have a rhyme or reason. They were just fighting like crazy.
Well, they wanted America out of there. They wanted to take South Korea over, or South Vietnam over. They wanted to take over the country.
But
the only way they could get it is to get us out of there. So we leave.
But
we left.
Didn't it all work out anyways now?
Yeah, we do trade with
we
them
We do
now.
Trade with them now.
They showed the country. Ugh. Now. It's beautiful. It's all green. There's businesses, cars all over the place.
It's like... Well, yeah, everybody who died, that was terrible.
That's why I tell you, it was the worst conflict we've ever been in. Korea, I could say, well, we had some justification because China... Red China was nasty back then. They were warmongering back then. They had to be afraid.
Was that Mao Zedong who was ruling?
Yeah, Mao Zedong was.
Oof, he was brutal.
And they were afraid of China coming into the war
and nuking
over all of Korea, North and or Vietnam.
Yeah,
no, Korea, North and South Korea.
One of the Koreas.
One of the Koreas.
Axis of evil.
Nice Italian guy, makes great pizza. They were worried about the Chinese coming and taking over the whole country.
They probably would have.
They would have taken over.
They were that ruthless.
They invaded the country. The Chinese came in and knocked the shit out of us. We never expected them to come across the border like the Chinese hordes. And they drove us back. We had to retreat.
Mongolians?
No, they were just Chinese.
Where's Mongolians
soldiers.
From?
Mongolia.
Is that Chinese? Oh, God, I failed public school so bad.
It's a...
Aren't Mongolians Asian?
Asian country someplace. Mongol, isn't it?
Mom's it's looking Mongol. At me with disgrace right now. Because I don't know. I thought Mongolians were Chinese people. I thought they were a type of Chinese people.
They call them Mongols.
Let me see where Mongolia is.
Even though it's still Mongolia. You do me a wonderful favor and get me a beer.
Are you serious?
Why?
It's in East Asia.
Okay, that's what I said. It was Asian.
It's bordered by China and Russia. It's known for its vast, rugged expanses and nomadic culture.
Mongolian hordes.
Mongolian hordes.
They were, too.
Whores?
Hordes. Hordes. They took over a lot of the world at one time.
The Mongolians?
Yes.
How do you know so much about history?
Well, you just...
Jeopardy?
Read Time Magazine, I guess. No, I was always interested in that stuff. Read about it.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't study it, but I read about it.
You didn't go to college?
I went for a year.
What'd you study?
And they threw me out.
They threw you out?
No. I studied liberal arts.
You didn't study shit.
Liberal arts. You know what that'll get you, don't you?
Yeah. Be a professional babysitter.
Hey, waitress. That's what you got to do.
I'll take extra syrup.
Hey, waitress, give me some syrup. Give me some extra ketchup. That's what you get for this.
Where did you go? Auburn.
I went to Syracuse University.
You did?
Yeah.
For 1 year.
1 year, my old man was so mad at me, he wanted to kill me.
He was?
Because you dropped out? Oh, he's so mad. Nobody in this family's ever graduated from college. You were going to be the first one. I'm going, yeah.
Did anybody who graduated after you?
Nobody.
Nobody?
Well, my daughter.
Emily's the only one in the whole fucking family, and Karen. She's a housewife. Karen graduated. Oh, Karen did. That's right.
Karen went to MIT.
Katie and
MIT.
Mike.
Yeah, Katie.
Very few people went to college.
That's a lot of older people, no.
But if I had gone to college, I'd have debt right now. I'd have student loans, and I'd still be bartending.
Is your loan off yet, by the way?
Emily? Yeah, she's almost done. Emily's almost done with her psychology degree.
You probably gave her the money to pay it off.
That's smart to get a psychology degree because then you can control your husband. That's what every woman should do. All right, Dad, I'll get you a beer. Is there anything you want to say to these people? How about you tell me one thing before you go, your favorite Gene Wilder movie memory quote? Because he passed away.
Gene Wilder quote?
Yeah, or a movie, or like a moment, or something you remember from one of his movies.
Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein was good.
It was. They call him Frankenstein?
Frankenstein.
No, he's Frankenstein. Dr. Frankenstein.
Yeah.
My name's not Frankenstein. Frankenstein. Whatever.
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. Frankenstein, or whatever.
We can't even say it.
He's got the scalpel and he pulls it into his leg. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And he tries to make believe he didn't do it. He's trying to hold the pain back. Oh, that movie was so funny. Elevate me. Just right now, doctor.
Terry Garr. You know, there used to be a thing. What? Gene Wilder and Terry Garr dated.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They were fornicating.
They didn't want her in that part. They wanted the producers wanted somebody else, but he argued for her, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
She was great.
She was very good.
Roll in the hay. Remember that?
What's her name? Was fantastic.
Oh, my God. Madeline Kahn.
Madeline Kahn was funny.
From Buha.
Who played the girlfriend?
Cloris Leachman.
He was my boyfriend. And then every time they said,
"You want some Volvotin? Some Volmuk?"
Mrs. Frau, and the horse is going,
because it means glue. Or it was a glue factory.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
the about the glue?
Frolic, whatever her name was.
He was my boyfriend.
That was a good movie.
When they did the song and dance, remember that?
Oh, my God.
Oh my, that was, they were going to put that in the movie.
I know.
The producer said, no, it's.
It was Gene Wilder's.
Push for it.
Talking to the microphone.
Gene Wilder pushed for it, but they didn't like it. They didn't think it'd be funny. I thought it was hilarious.
It was so funny.
He's throwing him money. Remember he's throwing him food? He's throwing a piece of food, and he's catching it in his mouth. It was hilarious.
And who? Gene Hackman. Remember when the monster stumbles upon Gene Hackman's blind? Oh, you remember that? And he pours hot soup all over him.
He lights his thumb.
Yeah. Lights his thumb on fire.
He didn't want his name put on as credits. One of the credits.
Gene Hackman?
No, he didn't want his name as the credit.
Why?
He just didn't want it. I don't know why. Maybe because he thought it was
goofy.
It was too small. The part was too small to get a credit. But it was funny. He gives him the cigar. And he lights his finger. Oh, they had more shtick. Remember the daughter? He had the little daughter down in the. Frankenstein had a little daughter.
Frankenstein had the daughter?
He had the little
Gene
daughter.
Wilder's character?
No, Frankenstein.
Oh, the monster.
He got loose.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The little girl.
Yeah.
He threw her up through the window and landed in the bed.
Yep. That's right.
They did. When he come down the road at night, they were stealing bodies so he could.
Grave robbers.
So he could make Frankenstein?
Yeah.
And the dead hand comes out of the.
Hold up the microphone.
It was out of the thing, the wagon they had him in.
It rolled out.
So, and Gene Wilder's right there, and a cop just comes walking right up. And he sees the arm, so he grabs the arm. He tries to make believe it's his arm. And he's picking the nails.
The nails.
Oh, my God. That stuff. They had more shtick in it.
That movie's... So good. Yeah. Give mom the microphone. She wants to tell her favorite part.
They pulled into the train station, and Gene Wilder stuck his head out the door of the train and said, "Pardon me, boy, is this the Transylvania station?" And this guy said, "Yes, track 29, sir, going to be there on time," which is from a song.
It is?
Yes. Yeah, from the Mills Sisters or...
Track 29 going to be on time?
Going to be there on time. It's a song.
What about when they were up to they rode up to the castle?
Yeah.
You know, when they had Madeline Kahn came?
Yep.
And Marty Feldman just met her?
Yep.
So she gets out and he's helping her up the stairs. And they're knocking. They got a knocker on the door. And they're knocking. He says, "Nice knockers." And Madeline Kahn says, "Thank you." "Thank you." She says, "Thank you." Oh, my God. They had more stuff they tried to sneak into that.
It was the best movie ever.
Oh, it's true. It's true. She was worried about. Did they shtook her? She wanted to know when they changed What, Jane Stack?
That was Terry Garr.
That was Terry Garr.
I'm talking was about it Terry Garr?
Well, didn't
she and the monster consummated?
Yeah, but she.
Oh my God, Madeline Kahn. That's right. She boned the monster. She had the white strip. Remember that? She got Frankenfucked. Say goodbye to everybody, Dad.
Bye.
Say goodbye to Gene Wilder.
Goodbye, Gene. Rest in peace. You were funny.
He was funny. He's one of the greatest.
He was funny. Him and Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor. Oh. The best movies ever.
What a
treat yourselves. If you've never seen these movies, go see Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor. It was Silver Streak, Hear No Evil, See No Evil, and Stir Crazy were the three movies that were some of the best movies. Just classic comedy. Thanks for listening, folks.
You know, when I went to see that movie.
What?
Just before you sign off.
What's that?
I went to see Young Frankenstein in the movies.
Yeah.
And I was with a girl, had a date, and she had a good sense of humor. So we were laughed all the way through the movie. Laughed like crazy. Half the audience didn't laugh at that movie. It's just
really?
Stuff.
It was before its time.
Maybe they didn't appreciate the slapstick.
Yeah. No, it's a specific type of comedy.
But no, you could pick up. They kind of slipped in a little bit of everything.
Yeah, they did.
Elevate me.
She's like, right now. But it went over people's heads.
Right now, doctor. They just had so much stuff. When he was in the cell with the monster.
Yeah.
He said, "Well, no matter what I say, don't let me out. Don't let me out, no matter what I say." So he gets in there and all.
Let me out!
Let me out! Let me out!
I love that scene.
Yelling this, and he's doing charades. Is that charades?
Yeah.
He's trying to. and they screw up what he was trying to say.
Yeah.
And it was like met again, or they said.
What was the charade word?
I can't remember. It was funny. The word was funny, but they screwed it up.
They screwed up, and he was like, "What?"
He started yelling at him.
What?
When he got loose.
Oh, what was it? Wait, charades. What was the word?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, sedative.
Sedative. Yes.
What did they say? They said they screwed it up. They didn't say sedative.
Charades.
Secative, they said, or something like that. And he says he's yelling at him. Secative. He's yelling at her because they couldn't get the word.
What was the word?
It was sedative.
Sedative.
They screwed it up.
Here.
What the hell is that?
What?
Is this the movie?
Good. What's the matter? Quick, give him the... Watch, give him the watch. Three syllables. First syllable sounds like...
Head. Sounds like head. Bed. Said.
Said. Said.
Said. Second syllable. Little bird.
Said dirty word. He said a dirty word.
What sounds like to give.
Give him a said a gift.
Said a gift is everything. Said
a tear
on the nosy.
Set a gift. That's what it was.
Oh, my God. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Love you.
That was great. Like a
It's me, Owen Benjamin, and I'm here to tell you about my podcast. It's called Why Didn't They Laugh? Right here on Sideshow Network. Each episode, we look at moments that a joke fails. Moments that we don't want to relive, but we will, because we learn from it. And it's kind of fun. And we're all kind of sadistic. Why Didn't They Laugh? With me, Owen Benjamin, every Wednesday and Friday. You can download it. Be sure to rate it, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, or check us out on SideshowNetwork.tv/OwenBenjamin. I love you.